The Black Magic of Branding. I enter the lobby of TBWA Advertising Agency on Madison Avenue, wearing my new white vinyl pumps, my unruly hair gelled back into a bow. It was the summer of 1991, 2 weeks after my college graduation. TBWA had recently debuted the iconic Absolute Vodka campaign and was now polishing its fame to blinding perfection. Entering the all-white lobby made most people feel suddenly self-conscious, acutely aware of some otherwise irrelevant detail, such as the fact that the dry cleaner seamstress had recently re-sewn a button with a slightly off-color thread. Yet on that first day of my unpaid summer internship, walking into that lobby, I felt no intimidation whatsoever. Not because I possessed that same unattainable cool, but quite the opposite. I was too clueless to even have a clue of how clueless I was. My first week at the internship, I heard a rumor that the creative department staff locked their file drawers at night. Why? So no one could steal their ideas. This intrigued me greatly. What kind of intellectual bullion could possibly fill those files? These same employees casually left personal valuables, such as watches and cameras, on their desks at night. Yet they neurotically locked their file drawers? Whatever lay inside those Office Max treasure chests, I wanted some of it. At that early stage of my career, the creative process seemed almost supernatural to me. How could anyone possibly distill the intricacies of a company, then hone them into an idea sharp enough to cut through people's natural resistance, into their hearts and their brains, ultimately connecting with that magical decision-making hot button that decides which toothpaste or hotel room or politician to choose? I had no idea how a plain, dull fact could evolve into a message with the power to change behaviors and beliefs. It seemed like black magic, the alchemy of golden ideas. Over the course of the summer, I learned, while fetching coffee, why writers and art directors kept their ideas under lock and key. Those scribbles and words could perform witchcraft. Even crumpled cocktail napkins might contain exactly the right doodle to transform struggling companies into market champions. Fascinating ideas could generate hundreds of millions of dollars for the client, realign entire product categories, and become a pop culture phenomenon, not to mention skyrocketing the careers of those behind them. I longed to write something so valuable that it had to be locked away at night, but I didn't know how. After my internship, I was hired as a junior copywriter at the legendary agency Widening Kennedy. It was a dream job. I felt the way a young programmer might feel to be hired at the headquarters of Google. I couldn't wait to finally see for myself how to perform this witchcraft that I'd witnessed in my internship. With stars in my eyes and a skip in my step, I moved to Widening Kennedy's new office in Philadelphia, ready to create ads for brands such as Nike and Subaru. My first day of this new job, still walking on air, I returned to the office after a cheesesteak lunch, and entering the lobby, I saw the entire staff standing in a circle. Wow! I trilled to myself. Agency life is so social! Turns out, this wasn't a social event. It was a layoff. The office was closing after the loss of a key client. Well, it'd been a great 3 hours. I moved back home, still wondering how to create million-dollar ideas. Marshall McLuhan wrote, "Historians and archaeologists will one day discover that the ads of our time are the richest and most faithful daily reflections any society ever made of its whole range of activities." But how were those ads created exactly? While searching for my next job, at night, I studied books about advertising. I pored over famous ads, trying to decode the thinking process behind them, hoping one day to wave a wand to make ideas appear. My favorite advertising copywriter was Luke Sullivan in Minneapolis. His saber-toothed wit and strategic elegance impressed me greatly. One day, my phone rang and my jaw dropped. I heard a voice. "Sally, this is Luke Sullivan. Come work at my agency." Off I moved, eager to learn this mysterious thing called branding.